Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, welcome back. Obviously, we've had a lot of draft talk. And lately, we've had a lot of crazy people, both fans and media members, who have said that the Browns should take Saquon Barkley at one. And Dustin and I have been yelling and screaming that it would be insane to take a running back over a quarterback at one. And now we finally found someone smart enough to agree with us. He's former NFL offensive lineman Jeff Schwartz. His brother Mitchell, of course, played right tackle for the Browns. That's a whole another ball game we'll get to in a little bit, too. But, Jeff, I was so glad to hear your feelings about this because we feel like we've been spitting against the wind about this because so many fans want the Browns to take a running back at one, and it's making us crazy.
I can't determine two things. One, if Browns fans are just so worried they're going to screw the pickup, so they're just like, you know what, just don't take a quarterback so we can't screw it up. Or two, whether Browns fans just like being miserable, because if you draft a running back at one, you're not going to win football games. Like it doesn't help you win football games. A running back can be a piece to a team, but look at Pittsburgh right now. The stat came out yesterday. Le'Veon Bell's played in 66 games. He's missed 21 games. Pittsburgh is averaging the exact same points per game, whether he plays or doesn't play. And you can make the argument that he's the most complete running back in the NFL right now.
Yep.
You know, David Johnson didn't play last year, so it's hard to say that David Johnson's up there at the moment. And Pittsburgh refuses to sign him to a long-term contract. That's how much they value what he does in his position. So to me, it comes down to a draft strategy. The Browns have to nail quarterback. They have to. Joe Thomas is practically begging for the Browns to sign either Cousins or a drafted quarterback. He's not begging for them to get a running back. The Browns were 10th in rushing last year. They don't need a running back. They need a quarterback. So it really comes down to this. Are the Browns fans or organization really willing to risk losing on your quarterback that you want for the reward of having Saquon Barkley for 5 or 6 years? You know, running backs don't play very long anymore. Quarterback plays for 15 years. Now, look, the Browns can screw it up. They can draft a quarterback. He's a bust. You know, Hugh Jackson can't coach him up. There's four coaches in his career. But this point is, it could go wrong, but still, the Browns have a number one pick, and the reason they do is because they don't have a quarterback that's competent on the roster. In the last two drafts, they've settled for the other guy. They settled for Kessler over Wentz, and maybe they could have, you know, traded up to get Goff. Last year, they settled for Kaiser, so drafting Mahomes or Watson or whoever else. They can't settle anymore for the second or third option. They need to draft the guy that they want at number one, and then worry about trading back up to two or just drafting the next best player at four.
Yeah, I mean, the only way I could even like entertain an idea that they would take Barkley one is just if they just didn't love any of these quarterbacks and they didn't have a high enough grade on them. But even then, I still think my opinion is there's going to be a franchise quarterback out of this class. You know, there's four good ones, maybe five at the top of the draft. And the Browns, for the first time since 1999, have the chance to get the one that they want, not settling for who's there at four, which kind of seems crazy to me. So that's why I'm in the mindset, hey, go get your guy. If you're not going to sign Cousins, you go get that guy now. Hell, you can get a running back in the second round. Two of the best backs in the league last year, Alvin Kamara and Kareem Hunt, were drafted in the third round. So don't tell me you have to take Barkley at one.
I would almost prefer the Browns draft two quarterbacks at 1 and 4 to draft a running back. Like,
yeah.
I mean, like, that's how important that position is in the NFL. We're not in the 1990s anymore. You need to have a quarterback, a competent quarterback. And I go back to what Joe Thomas has said. He said, if we had a quarterback last year, we would have won 6 to 8 games. And I agree with that. The Browns have talent. They just need a quarterback. And Kaiser's not that guy. And you could argue that maybe Hugh Jackson's not the guy to develop that quarterback. I mean, I'm not
certainly
sure
could.
I'm a fan of the A.J. McCarron idea, but you know, you still need to bring that quarterback into your system, and it's such a valuable position that you need to draft him. Like you said, you draft the guy that you want at one.
We're talking with former NFL offensive lineman Jeff Schwartz, brother of Mitchell Schwartz. Jeff, you know, you talk about you don't like the idea of AJ McCarron. I'm not a fan of that either. I love the idea of drafting. Personally, you know, I'd go with Rosen, but my partner loves Mayfield the most. I think we'd both be fine with either of those two or Sam Darnold. I know he's got a slick smile on his face because he thinks I like Rosen the most because he's Jewish.
Yeah, that's right.
But even though he went to a Catholic school like Brendan Fraser.
Jeff, Bulls' favorite NBA player is Omri Caspi. So that tells you all you need to know.
he's my second favorite. Just kidding. But anyway, you know, when you look at what they should do, we like the idea of drafting that quarterback at one. And bringing in a veteran like bringing back Josh McCown or a guy like that, right, who's not going to be looking to beat out the rookie for the job. He knows, like, what his place is on the team.
Yeah, and I think that John Dorsey has made it clear that he wants a veteran. I guess I'm a little surprised that there's no mention of the Browns in the running for Cousins. I mean, and, you know, that could be either mutual, that the Browns don't want to pay that much or Cousins doesn't want to play there. You know, reports are today the Vikings are going to offer him a 3-year fully guaranteed contract, for about over 30 a year. So I don't know if the Browns want to get that high. But I like the idea of bringing in a veteran. Maybe that guy, they want to be A.J. McCarron, but typically when you bring a veteran in, it's someone who has played before and has been successful. And A.J. McCarron has only started a handful of games. So I'm fine with that. The Baker Mayfield is an interesting prospect. You have to bring in a veteran, I think, to help Baker Mayfield. He plays an offense, a college offense, an air raid, that has not translated very well to the NFL. And Case Keenum this year was probably the first quarterback from that college system who has had a very successful season. That's just one season, right? I mean, Keenum, who knows where he'll be next year. I mean, the Vikings don't even want to re-sign him. So, I think with Mayfield, he has talent, right? He's very talented, but I don't know if you bring him in at to be the guy right away. I kind of feel like the Browns need a guy right away.
Well, who's that guy, though? I mean, I look at all these guys, Jeff, and I'm like, I don't know. I mean, they all kind of have some flaws to their game. I mean, there's certain things you like better about other guys, but I think they all kind of need to sit a little bit.
Yeah, look, I think to me that the two most ready are Darnold and Rosen. And look, Rosen's physical limitations are what he gets hurt. I think a little bit, right? I mean,
he hasn't finished the season.
He gets hurt, right? And part of that, UCLA's offensive line is atrocious, and the Browns have a better offensive line than UCLA does. You know, even just as obviously for talent, but just if you compare like a college offensive line where the Bruins are at to where the Browns are at. Another downfall for Rosen is he's just too smart, which I don't think is a problem. I think that's fine in a quarterback. He's a little confident and cocky. I'm fine with that. I watched a lot of Rosen play. One thing he's going to have to learn in the NFL is to take the easy throw. I think at UCLA, because they couldn't run the ball very well, they had a bad offensive line, their defense wasn't very good. He just tried to force the ball downfield a lot, and it was kind of an all-or-nothing type of quarterback. And in the NFL, he's going to have to learn to take that, that 4-yard check down, and that's fine in the NFL to do that. And then Darnold, I think Darnold's ready. I mean, I think he's, he turned the ball over a little bit at USC, but a lot of quarterbacks in college turn the ball over because they think they can make the throws. They're more gifted than the players they're playing against. So those two, to me, are the most ready. You can draft Baker Mayfield. I mean, if you bring in Josh McCown or you bring in an A.J. McCarron maybe, or you bring in, I don't even know who the other veteran option could be, a Matt Moore maybe.
Sam Bradford.
Bradford, yeah. Keenum. Like, if you bring in someone, then I'm fine with drafting Baker Mayfield. But you draft him at one, I mean, that's – I think you get your guy at one. If Baker Mayfield is your guy at one, then grab him. But if you draft him, I think you need to have a veteran there to at least let Baker Mayfield sit for a year.
We're talking with former NFL offensive lineman Jeff Schwartz. Jeff, I've just finally in the last few months stopped screaming and yelling about the Browns letting your brother get out of here. Because I thought it was a huge mistake, and I literally, Dustin can tell you, I've been screaming about it for a few years. So I finally was like, all right, it's enough. He's been gone a long enough time. I'll let it go. But what do you make of that situation and what happened? Because from what I heard, the Browns really botched it, and I've heard your brother wanted to stay. Is that true?
I think he would have liked to stay. I mean, he really enjoyed Joe Thomas and Greco and Alex Mack. I mean, those are three guys that he's getting married this weekend. Those are three guys that they're in his bridal his bridal party. I mean, right. Obviously he's close friends with them. Look, the Browns deal was just not the guaranteed money was just not good. I mean, I know people have said, the average per year was high, sure, but the guaranteed money is what matters in this league. And the Browns deal, I'll just tell you, was not for someone who had been there 4 years, played every snap, and not complained, done everything they asked for him to do, played through, what, 4 offensive line coaches, 3 OCs, 3 GMs, and the offer was just not very good. And I thought that they would respect him more than that. And, yeah, I mean, the offer got pulled and all that stuff happened. But just in general, the reason why it wasn't accepted was because it wasn't very good.
Okay.
And, you know, I think he would have liked to stay. But, look, I mean, they could easily – you know, it's interesting. The Browns got praised for the Osweiler kind of dump a, you know, take a contract for a draft pick type of thing. But they have all this money because they didn't pay All-Pro center Alex Mack.
Yep.
They didn't pay All-Pro right tackle Mitch Schwartz. They didn't pay Gibson. I mean, they let all these guys walk. And typically, good franchises pay their own players. They pay the guys they draft. They pay the guys they develop because those guys typically want to stay. They have good chemistry with the unit they're with the team they're on, with the city they're in. And the Browns just haven't done that. I think John Dorsey will change that. I hope I play with him in Kansas City. My brother obviously did there.
Yeah.
He's a good GM, and hopefully he can change that culture there.
You know, you mentioned Joe Thomas a few times. Obviously, we're all hoping that he comes back for at least one more season. He's coming up. The guy's never missed any time until this injury, even though he's had a million injuries that he's just played through. So, obviously, this injury has to be extremely serious. Otherwise, Joe would have just played through it like he's played through everything else remarkably. Give us some thoughts, if you will, on, you know, just his career, how good he's been, and whether you think, you know, I know you don't maybe don't know personally, but whether you think he is going to play for another season.
Yeah, I know Joe pretty well. I saw him last weekend in Vegas. I don't know what he's going to do playing-wise. I mean, it was a weekend kind of away from football. We didn't really talk much about that. But, yeah, I just really admire him, obviously, for what he's done on the field, but just being a mentor to my brother and really taking him on as kind of a little brother. And you know, it was Jordan Rose did that for me when I was in Carolina. I talked to Jordan actually yesterday on the phone. I think it's so important to have a mentor. You know, when you're young, you always hear your agents warn you, hey, you know, beware the locker room. The guys are out to get you. I haven't really found that to be the case, especially with Joe and my brother or Jordan Gross and me. I think it's so important to have a veteran mentor that can help you just adjust to the game, pick up trade secrets, and just be, you know, a bigger sounding board. So I really appreciate Joe for that. As far as playing next year, I don't know what he's going to do. I think that, you know, maybe depending on how the Browns handle their offseason with quarterback and maybe, you know, that'll get him more excited to make a decision. But, you know, he's going to walk right into the Hall of Fame. I think what's remarkable about Joe, you know, he obviously had not missed a snap until this year. I think in 11 years he's won like 49 football games.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Like that's like, and he went to work every day. I mean, he's probably had to pass protect more than any Pro Bowl offensive tackle in history. I mean, how many second halves has he spent just in 2-minute drill for a quarter and a half? I mean, it's remarkable what he's done. So, you know, I do think that this offseason, you know, if they can land a quarterback, that'll obviously excite the fan base, and that'll probably excite Joe Thomas, too.
Hey, Jeff, last thing for me. I'm curious. You said, hey, the Browns could have won 6 games last year had they had a quarterback. This thing's like on a silver platter for John Dorsey with the amount of cap space, with all these draft picks. You know, they've got, what, 5 picks in the first 2 rounds this year.
Yeah.
It's set up beautifully to hit this thing. I mean, how quickly can they turn it around?
Well, I think, look, I think young players take a little bit of time to develop, but I think it's definitely possible. But also, it's all quarterback. I mean, if you don't hit on a quarterback, it doesn't matter what the rest of your team does. And with all the draft picks, they can trade up for guys that they target. They can sit back and just best player available and just build you up your roster as quickly as you can. And, I mean, John Dorsey, I mean, it's kind of been a better job. I mean, you have $100 million in cap space. You have the number one pick, the fourth pick. You have all these picks in the first 3 rounds. You know, what's interesting is, you know, Hugh Jackson, I was surprised he came back. I'm generally for keeping coaches, though, longer than I think most people are. I mean, I think that 2 years is not fair, but you have to win some football games. You know, they could draft a bunch of these guys, and then Hugh's not there after the year. He's a brand new coach, and things could change quickly. So I think it can happen quickly, but it all depends on quarterback. They have to hit the quarterback. You know, maybe they draft one in the first round, and look, I mean, Lamar Jackson, let's say, could drop to the end of, you know, to the beginning of the second round. You draft the second quarterback there, or Mason Rudolph, or someone drops to that position. You end up drafting, you know, 2 quarterbacks and finding one that works for you. But no matter what happens, they have to hit on quarterback.
Jeff, great stuff, man. We appreciate the time. Thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, take care.
Oh, O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.